This week on Indian Times, we are coming to the official close of summer, and it's been a headline-making summer for Oklahoma's natives and tribes. We revisit one of those stories, the fate of Longhorn Mountain. Last June, it was learned that half of Longhorn Mountain near Lawton had been leased to a rock-crushing company that would soon start mining it for gravel. Longhorn Mountain is a sacred site to the Kiowa tribe, but it had passed out of tribal ownership, and though the tribe had been notified by the Oklahoma Department of Transportation about the construction of a road, they didn't exactly understand what was going to happen. I talked to tribal historian Phil Joe Fish DuPoint, and he remains concerned, but also a little relieved.
With Longhorn Mountain, there's not too much going on right now other than us getting our things together, getting everything, putting everything in place, and the same way with the landowners there around Longhorn Mountain. There's no equipment being moved there. Actually, nothing hasn't really started yet as far as bringing in equipment, making roads to start their mining process.
But they had said they were going to start like in August, so I guess something stopped them.
Well, yeah, that's what they said. They said they were wanting to start in mid-August, and we was kind of shook up about it and had to start moving the ball fast and everything. But we've been going out there, I'm going to say at least maybe every 2 weeks or something to see if there's any kind of movement going on out there or anything, because, you know, they have to get from point A to point B, and there's no equipment or anything there yet. So I don't know how much longer it'll be or whatever, but we're ready, I guess.
When you say you're ready like to protest or to take legal action?
Well, we as a tribe, we're not going to be able to do that, but what we're doing is that we're working with the landowners there in the area around the mountain that surrounds the mountain, well, I guess pretty much in that area. And what we want to do is we want to get with those people and invite them over and say, okay, what do y'all have pretty well things in place? Because they're the ones that's going to have to bust the move. And then once they do that, well, we're right behind them. And we're still looking for that loophole. There's a loophole somewhere. We got to find it. Once we're able to find it, well, then we're ready to, you know, as Kiowas, as an Indian tribe, then we're ready to bust a move.
What do you think about getting it, like, named a historic site or something like that would, you know, protect it federally?
Well, sad to say that was supposed to happen some years ago, back in, I'm going to say, the latter part of the 70s, when they were getting this Indian Freedom of Religion Act together. There were representatives that came from D.C. down in this area among the Kiowas, and our leaders at that time called in different traditional people from the tribe to come in and speak with those people, and we kind of more or less asked, okay, well, what do we need to do? They said, well, could y'all take us around to these your sacred sites, what you would consider sacred sites, and show us the plants and whatever things that you use. And so at that time, there were some of our leaders of a couple of our traditional societies, I guess you would say. We went out and then we showed them Longhorn Mountain, Saddle Mountain, Rainy Mountain, around the Wichita Mountain area, just different sites, the Cutthroat Massacre site, just different sites. It took us a couple of days to cover everything, like the place where we had our last ghost dance, the place where we had our last sun dance, you know, just different sites like that was where we traveled and went to, okay, this is what we consider sacred.
Unfortunately, DuPoint said when they inquired about the status of Longhorn Mountain and their other sacred sites, they were told no paperwork existed. It had been lost.
Our sites now, they need to be taken care of. They should have been taken care of back then, but they weren't for whatever apparent reasons. But now we need to look out for those things. So, you know, and get them registered. Now, but not only nationally, but even with the state of Oklahoma. So those are some of the things that we're confronted with, and it's just another obstacle we got to jump and kind of more or less kind of get straightened out before we go any further and anything like this happens to anything else, you know.
DuPoint credits the media, social media, and public interest with the delay of any work on Longhorn Mountain, and that maybe it made the gravel company stop and think.
I think so, and you know, like well, like this past year, ever since all this has been going on, different people, they've been coming over and they've been, you know, were going up there and doing their, offering their prayers, leaving their prayers there for whatever the situation may be, that it'll all work out. And of course, they've been gathering whatever they needed, you know. And it just kind of seems like everything's just kind of more or less falling in place. I mean, you know, it's just that they were supposed to start in the middle of July, and they were supposed to start in the middle of August. And then, like now, you know, we're saying there's no kind of equipment being moved around there. And nothing seems to be, everything just seems to be just the way that it always has been, you know. Wherever, how long, you know, maybe we, well not, I sure hate to say maybe, because I don't like the word. Until we get things going, and then we'll be all right.
That was Phil DuPoint, tribal historian for the Kiowa tribe, giving an update on Longhorn Mountain. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.